Good morning, beautiful people. It's really sweet to be here with you for our final day of this meditation ignition. So today I want to lead us into a meditation on I am our true nature. And Ramana Maharshi said that meditation on what he called I, which is really the I before me, the self, the true self, is the greatest of all meditations. So that's where we will go in our meditation today. So perhaps you'd like to light your candle. And I'll light this on behalf of the soul. So we just take a moment to cultivate our devotion, our sincere intention for our practice today. And as we just behold this light, we consciously kindle the light of our being that it may grow stronger and clearer and freer, that our goodness and all our noble qualities may shine forth deeper and further into the world. So we bow to our divine true nature and to one another and to our teachers and their teachers and all the love and the wisdom that has come down through the ages makes it possible for us to be here and practice. And we ask for blessings upon our meditation practice today and all of our days, and that the fruits of it may serve the propagation of truth and goodness and beauty for all. So let's take up our posture and just check that you're as evenly positioned as you can be for your body. Just feeling yourself sitting on your sit bones. And as if someone is lovingly pulling you from the very crown of your head upwards, so that your spine elongates, chin tucks slightly, tongue rests on the roof of the mouth. Beginning to turn inwards, carried by the rise and fall of the breath. The inhale is a welcome. The exhale, a natural melting. Feel you're welcomed to deepen into your direct, sensed experience. Feeling your body upon the chair or the cushion. Feet or legs in contact with the floor. With the out-breath, let there be melting of tension where you find it. Just seeing what naturally is ready to let go. letting that happen of itself. Allow the following of thoughts, the commentary, to melt. How are you doing? Whether you're getting there. Just feel that all melting in and down. Drawing deeper into your immediate direct experience. Breath. Sensation. Sound. Whatever is here, opening, softening, allowing everything to be exactly as it is. Welcoming in breath, melting out breath. Nothing you need to fix, get, do, or become. Breathing and being. Feeling the welcome and the melting. Notice yourself settling into stillness. And lean into the awareness that is aware of that happening. the consciousness that is aware of breathing, sensing, listening, quieting. It might feel as if you're being drawn further in and back inside. To the I that has been here always. The I that has no particular age. It's not defined by memories or experiences. The I who's been experiencing everything all this time. It might feel you're a lot wider than your body, or even your subtle body. It may feel as if you are the consciousness that sees and pervades the body, the room, this world. It may feel as if you are everywhere. And the one perceiving it all. Lean into this spacious luminosity. That has always been. And softly say, I am. I am. I am. Abide in this depth of being where peace and stillness reign forever. feel as if you are a radiant star in the infinite galaxy. I am. I am. I am. Without relying on thoughts or memories, recognize the I that has always been, since you were a little child. You, at every age and stage of life, you that has always been, you that remains. Even when the body is gone, I am. I am. I am. resting in the spacious luminosity. Being breathed. Being lived. Shining in the infinite. I am. I am. I am. The truth in you remains as radiant as a star, as pure as light, as innocent as love itself. Rest in that which you are, and move through this world in freedom. I am. I am. I am. So bringing your awareness into your feet and legs, your hands and your arms, and notice the felt sense of inhabiting the body. But from the perspective of the consciousness that is inhabiting and infusing this body, perceives from this physical location. But overflows this physical location and is everywhere. So notice how that feels to fully inhabit the vehicle of the body, but to remain as the I, the original self, prior to body and name or any definition. And as you gently let the eyes open, just let color and light and form, the world, come to you. As you continue residing in the luminous spaciousness of I am. That light of I am may shine forth into this day. Into all interactions this day. Bringing peace and purity and truth into all of the doing of this day. And so it is. So beautiful people. I want to really thank you for joining me this week. It's been very sweet to have so many of you, some of you whom I know and have sat with many times over the years in different variations. And many of you who I'm meeting for the first time, thank you. Thank you. So a couple of things I want to share with you. Firstly, I encourage you to continue this meditation practice. You have the recordings of this week of teachings if you want that support. And I'm sure you've already taken a look on my website and seen in the sanctuary of the website. There's so many audio and video downloadable teachings and practices to support you. I encourage you maybe to have a meditation buddy. It always helps to be accountable to somebody, to kind of help you keep with it and maybe send one another a text when you're about to go into meditation, encouraging the other to do so. But I also want to let you know that I'm working at the moment on a program called Deepening Your Meditation Practices. I realize that most people could do with more nuanced instruction, as well as actual sits together and on the spot versions and how to apply this in everyday moments. So I'm cooking up something that you'll be hearing about over the summertime. And I also want to let you know that I have a virtual retreat coming up at the end of this month, May the 25th through the 29th. The focus of it is Wake Up and Love. And you'll be hearing about that, but you can also see details about it if you want to on my website. It's all there. And just more than anything, know that my love and continued support for you continuing and deepening your practice is always with you. And if you haven't already been enjoying my book, The Way of Grace, really encourage you, because you'll probably love it. And the audio version of it is especially beautiful as well, with meditations and practices and inquiries, and it's full unabridged version. So I would recommend that as a further support in these times, these strange times of social distancing, where we really need our spiritual practice to resource ourselves and stay connected inwardly. And so participate in what I hope is really possible here, which is a whole new leap in consciousness collectively for our world. So just let us bow to one another. Let's actually put ourselves on gallery view so we can just see more of one another. Wow. How beautiful. Look at you. How beautiful. Let us bow to one another. Thank you. So much love.